The 15th perek deals in Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis with the Isurim of Kosher Umatir, that's tying knots and untying knots. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we're going to start, and this will continue throughout the rest of the Masechta, yes, throughout the entire Masechta, discussing various Isurei Derabanan rabbinic prohibitions on Shabbos. So Mishnah Aleph starts as follows, Eluk Shayarim Shechayavim Aleim, they're knots that it's an Isur Doraisa to tie them on Shabbos. Thereafter, we're going to also see that there are knots that are Isurei Derabanan, that's Mishnah Beis, and also Mishnah Beis, there are knots that are permitted to tie. So some are Deoraisa, some are Derabanan, and some are permitted. So these are the ones that are Deoraisa. Again, Ezuk Shreim Shachayevim Aleim, these are the knots that have done Beshogeg, it's a Chiyuv of Bring a Chatas, Kesher Hagamalim, that is the Kesher, the knot that is tied by camel riders. This is the knot that they would tie into the nose ring of a camel. It was a permanent knot. And that's our standard here. If you tie a permanent knot, that is going to be the Isur Doraisa. So you have the nose ring in the nose of the camel, and you attach a strap to it permanently. That's an Isur Doraisa. V'kesher asapanim, this is the sailor's knot. They would have an opening at the front of a boat, and they would tie a strap in there permanently. That would be an Isur Doraisa. Kashem shuchayev al kishur, and just like there is an Isur Doraisa on tying these, Kachu Chayav al Heteran, there is also Doraisa of Matir, of untying these knots. Now, currently, according to the Tanna Kamma, there is going to be a Chiyuv in tying these permanent knots, regardless of how easy or hard it is to untie them. Rabbi Meir disagrees with that concept. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Kesher Shuyachol Hatiro Ba'achas Miyadav, any knot that you are able to untie it with one hand, even if it would otherwise be called a permanent knot, but it's easy to untie, Ein Chayavim Alav, there's not going to be an Isur Mide Oraisa. Mishnah Beis, we're going to say now that there are Isurei Derabanan, knots that are Derabanan, and these are the knots that they're not permanent, they're not meant to stay forever, but they're also not meant to take out in a day, to untie in a day, like a shoelace. You untie in a day, we're talking now about knots that would last for a while, a week, 2 weeks. Accordingly, yesh lecha ksharim she'en chayavim aleim kekesher hagamalim o kekesher hasapanim. There are knots that you're not chayav on a deoraisa level, like the knots we mentioned before, the camel rider's knot and the sailor's knot, but there is an Isur Derabanan because it's meant to stay for a week or two. And the third level, knots that are permitted to tie on Shabbos because the intention is to untie it on the very same Shabbos. Kosheres isha miftach haluka. A woman is permitted to tie the miftach or the openings of her shirt, her blouse. That is permitted. You get dressed and you undress. You intend to untie them the same day. That's not permanent. That's not even semi-permanent. V'chutei svacha v'shel psikya. These are the laces. Those are the chutim that tie various types of clothing on, like a bonnet is a svacha, psikya, a girdle, uritsuas minal v'sandal. These are the laces or the straps of our shoes and sandals. So putting on those shoes, that's not intended to stay on for a while. You put them on, you take them off, same day. V'nodos yayin v'shemen, and the flasks of wine and oil, they would have an opening and they would tie them and untie them same day as you want to use the wine and the oil. So you would tie them and untie them same day. It's not a permanent or even semi-permanent knot. Ukteira shobasra, and to tie a cloth over a pot of meat, you're going to want to access that meat. Accordingly, that would be the same day. Tie and untie same day. That is muta. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he adds on, koshrin lifnei habehema yishril shalot teitze. If you have an animal and you want to tie a rope or strap, and you're going to want to tie it in, but you're going to want to let it out the same day, so that's also a permitted knot, according to Rabbi Ezer ben Yaakov. Koshrin deli b'psikia, if you have a deli, if you have a bucket that you want to lower into a well, but you don't have the rope attached it from before Shabbos, so you can attach something that you're definitely going to detach on Shabbos. So you can tie a deli that bucket, b'psikia, that's the lace of a girdle, a piece of clothing you can tie on, not a problem of a lo bechevel, but you cannot tie on a chevel, a rope on it, because we're concerned you're going to leave it on. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. He's not talking about a regular rope. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that's problematic. He's talking about a weaver's rope. It's a certain type of rope that you would not commonly put on a bucket, and you wouldn't want to keep it on the bucket. The weaver's going to want to get it back. Accordingly, Rabbi Yehuda says we can be lenient. And now we have a klal amar Rabbi Yehuda. This is the general rule. This is referring back to the beginning of our Mishnah. Mishnah that said that certain knots you are not chayiv on, that there's no iser d'oraisa. So Rabbi Yehuda says this is the rule called kesher she'eino shel chayama. Any knot that is not permanent, ein chayavin alav, is not going to be an iser d'oraisa, maybe an iser d'rabanan, but if it's not a kesher shel chayama, it's not permanent, it's not going to be a d'oraisa. Now Mishnah Gimel starts talking about various Isurim Durabanan, and as mentioned, this will continue through the end of the Masechta. Makaplim Esakim, here we're talking about items that are indeed permitted. Sometimes it's prohibited to fold clothing, but if it's for use on Shabbos itself, the Mishnah says, Makaplim Esakim, we're permitted to tie, to fold our clothing, afilu arba v'chamisha pemim, even 4 or 5 times to get it right. We didn't get it right the first time, try the second time, third time. If it's going to be worn on Shabbos, we want to keep it organized and nice for that very Shabbos, so it's permitted to fold for that very Shabbos. Umatzin et hamitos b'leili Shabbos l'Shabbos, you are permitted to make your bed from Lel Shabbos, from Friday night. You woke up Shabbos morning, you slept in it Friday night, and you want to take a nap again on that Shabbos, so you're allowed to make your bed for that Shabbos. However, and this is an Issur D'Rabbanan, Valomi Shabbos, the Motzei Shabbos, you can't make it when you finish your nap on Shabbos, and you're not intending to go back to sleep for Motzei Shabbos, because that is Hachana, preparing inappropriately for on Shabbos for after Shabbos. Now we're going to have a discussion of how about when Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Shmuel is of the view that Yom Kippur is on a lower level of Kedusha than Shabbos is. Accordingly, there are going to be some halachic ramifications to that, preparing from Yom Kippur when it falls on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mekapli Mesakelim, it's permitted to fold the clothing, Umatzin esamitas, and make your bed mi Yom Kippur in the Shabbos, from Yom Kippur, which is on Thursday night, Friday. You can make that bed, even though you're not intending to use it on Yom Kippur, you're going to use it on Shabbos. You can fold the clothing, you can make the bed from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, which is on Shabbos, right after Yom Kippur, because Shabbos is on a higher level of Yom Kippur, so there's not a problem of Hachana, preparing from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. And similarly, if we have Yom Kippur that falls out on Sunday, he continues, v'chel v'shabbos, when you have the chelev of the korbanos, the innards that are to be burned on the Mizbeach, left over from Shabbos, craving be Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippur is on a lower level of, than Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out, Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to burn the chelev that was left over from the korbanos on Shabbos on the Mizbeach, even though it's Yom Kippur, because again, Yom Kippur is on a lower level than Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with all this. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo shel Shabbos kravim b'yom kippurim, v'lo shel yom kravim kravim b'Shabbos. You can't bring anything on the Mizbeach from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur to Shabbos. That doesn't work whatsoever. If Yom Kippur is before Shabbos or Yom Kippur is after Shabbos, you have to only do what's for Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur and Shabbos on Shabbos, because Rabbi Akiva is of the view that Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same level of Kedusha, and accordingly, you can't be makriv anything from one to the other.